الضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد We were discussing the huruf al-muqatta'at of the Holy Quran, and in the last lesson we started to discuss the fifth tafsir among the 20 famous tafsir which have been done throughout the history about these huruf al-muqatta'at. And the fifth one was dealing with the fact that these huruf al-muqatta'at are rams and a secretive codes, you may say, which need to be combined and composed together so we can form Ism al-A'zam, Ism-e-Azam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the composition and tarqib. The difference between the fifth tafsir and the fourth tafsir is that the fourth tafsir was saying that each of these huruf and muqatta'at are ishara towards the Ism-e-Azam. Whereas here we are saying in the fifth tafsir, according to those who claim that these huruf, all of them need to be combined together. And with the composition of these huruf, we will come up to discover what is the greatest name of Allah. The same Ism al-A'zam, about which we have heard so much that we can do mu'jazat, which is related to al-walayat al-takweeniyya, the walayat and authority and control over existences around us, so we can show miracles. Just like the great personalities have been showing miracles, like the prophets and the imams, and some of the other awliyaullah who are not the prophets and the imams, and they are showing karamat. And those karamat, which are related to the Ism al-A'zam of Allah, is what we are discussing here. Now, obviously, making the dead alive, the mayyit as into hay, and Tayyul Arz, squeezing of the earth, and all the rest of the things which are done, Shakkul Qamar, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, unprecedented in the history, isn't it right? No one else did before him or after him. So, and so many other miracles that the Prophet has shown, the tasbih of the Hasa, right? The stones, the rocks started to do tasbih of Allah in the hands of the Prophet, and so forth. Long list of miracles. If you are interested, you can refer to Madinatul Ma'ajiz of Muhaqqiq al-Muhaddis, Ayatullah al-Udhma, and Sayyid Hashim al-Bahrani, who has compiled almost all the miracles which are found in the history of Islam related to the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So all these miracles are performed because of the Al-Ism Al-A'zam, the Ism Al-A'zam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is what we find and discover after combining the huruf. Now this tafsir, which is the fifth, is also not acceptable, my teacher says. And in order to understand the argument of my teacher, I would have to explain a little bit about what Ism al-A'zam is actually in the eyes of the Muhaqqiqeen. The greatest name of Allah. The names of Allah are classified into two categories, either al-Ism al-A'zam al-Lafzi, the verbal greatest name of Allah, or al-Ism al-A'zam al-Takwini, the greatest name of Allah which is related to the haqa'iqun ayniyya wa alamul a'yan as-sabita, the real existences around us. That's the first classification. Second of all, Ism al-A'zam itself is the greatest name, and we started to discuss in the previous lesson the names of Allah are not all of them are greatest, and several names of Allah are falling under the umbrella of several other names. Like I gave you the common example that a Shafi, this name of Allah, the one who cures, falls under the umbrella. It's not Ism al-A'zam, it's Ism al-Azim. It's a great name, not the greatest. It falls under another name, and then another umbrella, a name's umbrella, which is Ar-Raziq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides the shifa because He is the Raziq and sustainer. And likewise, Ar-Raziq is also not the Ism al-A'zam, the greatest name. It is another Ism al-Azim because it falls under Al-Khaliq. Allah provides the risk because He is the creator. So Al-Khaliq again is not Ism al-A'zam, the greatest name of Allah. It is another Ism al-Azim because Al-Khaliq falls under the umbrella of Al-Qadir, the one who is powerful and strong. So Al-Qadir is Al-Muzat, and then, but it represents only one aspect of the Zat of Allah, which is related to His Qudrat and strength, not all the aspects of His Zat. So again, we will not consider Al-Qadir, the powerful and the strong, to be Ismun A'zam, although it is Ism Zat. But the name which is Ismun A'zam, the greatest name of Allah, is nothing but Allah and Ar-Rahman. These are the only two names which are classified by our Mufassireen to be Ismun A'zam, that means the greatest names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because everything else falls under these names, and these two names include all the rest of the sifat of Allah automatically included, and there is no other name which automatically includes all the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without exception. There is no such name other than these two. Allah has already defined in the ta'rif that al-ism al-jami' al-mustajmi' jami' al-sifat al-kamaliyya, that name which engulfs and includes all the attributes of perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rahman, why Ar-Rahman? Because Quran has said it. Quran says that قُلِدْ اللَّهَ أَوِدْءُ الرَّحْمَانَ أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say Allah, call Allah, or call Ar-Rahman. Anyone of the two you call, you know, it has the beautiful names, Al-Asma'ul Husna. Now again, in the tafsir, our scholars say, أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَى. So the zameer and pronoun lahu doesn't return back to Allah. it returns back to ayyan. For those of you who are familiar with this delicacy, which is very important to understand the meaning. So it's not about Allah, it's about ayyan. So now ayyan ma tad'u fa lahu al-asma'ul husna, which means when the zamir and pronoun is returning back to the word ayyan, grammatically in the tafsir, it will obviously mean that Allah and Rahman both have the al-asma'ul husna. And this is exactly what we are trying to convey, that both have the asma'ul husna and both are the greatest names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and this is why in the tafsir of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, our scholars say in the tarqib, grammatical tarqib, that the word ar-Rahman is the badal of the word Allah. And only that ism can become the badal grammatically, which can be placed in the place of mubdal minhu, which is Allah. And Rahman can be placed in its place, in the place of Allah. So Muhakkik al-Hindi, one of our great scholars in the past from India, in the history we find that only as far as it is recorded, there are two mujtahideen who became mujtahid before reaching the age of bulugh. Al-Allama al-Hilli rahmatullahi alayh from Iraq, from Hilla, city of Hilla, and the great scholar which is commonly known from India, Hindi, and his name is usually not mentioned, and he is the one who, these are the only two ones as it is recorded in the history, who became mujtahid before becoming baligh. So this is about the ijtihad. Now coming back to the point that marhum Fazil al-Hindi rahmatullah alayh has said that ar-Rahman similar to Allah is ismul zat, that means it's not ismul fi'l, it's not related to the actions of Allah. We already discussed in the previous lesson, for those of you who are present, ismul of asma'ul af'al, the names related to the actions of Allah are not ainul zat, they're not his essence, they're other than the essence. Allah is not ascribed and related to those names, asma'ul af'al, the names of the deeds and actions, until Allah performs it. So he is not called ar-raziq until he starts giving the rizq. He is not called shafi until he starts giving the shifa. And he is not called khaliq until he starts the creation. But he is called rahman since ever. And he is called al-qadir since ever. And he is called al-aleem since ever. And he is called al-hakim, al-hayy, al-murid since ever, because those are ismul zat, asma'ul zat. So having said this little description, let's go back to the first distribution of ism al-azam that I mentioned earlier. That is, ism al-azam is divided into two: ism al-azam lafzi and ism al-azam takwini. The regular people, awamun nas, think that when we talk about ism al-azam, it is about a word that we are discussing. So you find some name of Allah, which is the greatest of all, and you start repeating that name 100 times, 40 times, 500 times, whatever time, and you can do a mu'jaza and miracle. You can achieve your dua, you can achieve your maqsad, your goal that you are trying to achieve, because now you know the ism al-azam. This is what awamun nas think. It's nothing to do with the actual tafsir and actual belief in our religion. And this is not true to believe like this. Ism-i Azam is not a name. Ism-i Azam is not something which is lafzi. And I'll come very soon, we'll come to the point where I'll describe that Ism-i Azam that we say is actually not actually the Ism-i Azam. We'll come to that point inshallah very soon. Well, so Ism-i Azam al-Lafzi, the verbal description of the greatest name, is not going to make any difference. So that's where awamun nas think that as soon as we learn the Ism-i Azam, we can make impossible things to happen, and we can achieve our hadaf and goals of life and achieve our du'as. This is an ignorance based concept which is not correct. What is needed is Ism al-Azam al-Takwini. Al-Ism al-Azam al-Takwini means the Ism Azam, which is related to the reality, to the Haqiqat, Haqiqatun Ayniya, the reality in the outside world, not the verbal thing which can be mentioned in the word format. If that was the case, then everybody knows the word format of the greatest name of Allah, which is Allah and Ar-Rahman. Isn't it right? Even the kuffar know it. They would have been, if that was the case, the enemies of Islam would have long misused and abused the greatest names of Allah for achieving their battle goals. Isn't it right? If that was the case. Obviously, Ism-i-Azam actually is the istilah of Ahlul Ma'rifah and Irfan, the Urafa, is that Ism-i-Azam is actually takwini, is something which is related to the real world, not an oral or verbal or anything related in the word form. This is what we learn in the light of the du'as and riwayat of the Prophet, riwayat from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. So we find this tafsir, the fifth one, is unacceptable because it doesn't have any legitimate, acceptable, justifiable dalil and evidence to believe in that. The names of Allah, Allah and Ar-Rahman, are not hidden, that we need to compose and do the tarqib and tarqib of these huruful muqatta'at. You take them out and you compose them in some form, and then you may end up discovering into the greatest name of Allah. You don't have to go through all the zahmat and hassle, because the greatest name is already known in the word form, which is Allah and Rahman. So it's useless for a person to think on those lines and end up doing his hardship and hard work in composing the huruf al-muqatta'at, because without composing we already know what is the greatest name of Allah in the word form. But that's not what we mean by you can do and achieve miracles and mu'jiza through Ism-i-Azam. When we say that, we don't mean that you can do it through the name in the word form. We never mean that. We mean you can do mu'jiza and miracles through the Ism-i-Azam at-Takwini of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we mean when we say anyone who knows Ism-i-Azam can do and achieve whatever he wants to do. That's what we mean. Walking over the, isn't the right, over the water, when this Christian guy comes to the Holy Prophet and says, kana Isa alayhi salam yamshi ala al-ma. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam used to walk over water, and according to the narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, لَوْ زَادَ يَقِينًا, if he were more in his yaqeen, he would have walked over air. So we understand that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, in the light of this narration, cannot walk over the air. Is that right? Because the level of Ism-i-Azam at-Takwini that he belongs empowers him to walk over water only. Our Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam can walk over the air as well, because their level of Ism-i-Azam at-Takwini is way higher and uncomparable to any of the Prophets of God. So Ism-i-Azam is related to the maqam and the level of the taharat of the qalb of the person. It's not related to the verbal name of Allah, which is known to the kuffar as well. So we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the next point which my teacher says about this discussion is that Allah is running the universe with illat and ma'lul theory. Is that right? أَبَاللَّهُ أَنْ يُجْرِيَ الْأُمُورِ إِلَّا بِأَسْبَابِهَا. Allah rejects to execute the affairs except through its means. So this is the formula that Allah himself has devised. And nobody can impose nothing on Allah. He himself has laid down the principle, and he is running the universe according to the cause and effect, illat and ma'lul, sabab and musabbab theory. This is what he made it like this. So every illat is aqwa min al ma'lul, and aksaru ta'seeran amal al-ma'lul. Every illat and cause, the philosophy says, has to be stronger than the effect in order to bring about the effect. If the illat is not strong, it can never ever make the impact and bring about the ma'lul and musabbab and the effect to happen. So every illat is aqwa. Now in order for us, when Allah is running the universe, the whole, everything, so I need my hajat from Allah. You know, I need my prayers to be accepted. I want my job. I want, you know, whatever hajat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to get tawfiq to do, you know, to support an orphan. Whatever, any dua that I want to achieve in my life. Now, is this dua that I want to achieve, now obviously, in order to achieve the goal, which is the ma'lul, there has to be an illat. There has to be a cause to achieve the goal. Now, those who have al-ism al-a'zam al-takwil, that means those who belong to that taharatul qalb and that maqam al-ma'nawi, that spiritual level of their cleanliness and purification of the soul, then they have the al-ism al-a'zam al-takwil, because they have it in their qalb, that taharatul qalb, that maqam, that status and position. Because of the status, they can achieve what they want to achieve. So their maqam of the qalb, their taharat of the qalb, serves as the illat and the stronger cause, which is stronger than the ma'lul, stronger than the effect that they are trying to bring about. Now, those who don't have this maqam and this taharat in the qalb, they just know the verbal ism-e-awam, ism-e-azam al-lafzi, just like the kuffar know it. There's no difference between a Muslim and a kafir in knowing the name. The name is just a name, isn't it right? Just like the kafir can't make a difference, a woman also is not going to make any difference by just knowing it, unless he has the taharatul qalb on the footsteps of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So, in order to, when Allah is running the whole universe with the theory of illat and ma'lul that He Himself has laid down, in order to bring impacts and achieve the ma'lul and effects, we need to have the causes. Now, what can serve as the cause? A word? My teacher says the words can never serve as the cause. Words are not the causes. Words are made by the inventors of the languages. Come on, how can you think that the inventor, one language, the wazi, an inventor of a language, thinks about a meaning, and then he finds one word which in his opinion is suitable to represent that meaning, and he creates this word to represent that meaning. This is called dalalatun i'tibariyyah. So it requires the i'tibar of the mu'tabir. It requires the inventor to think a meaning, and he himself thinks about a few words and the composition of a few words and devises and formulates and creates this word. Now onwards is going to represent that meaning. So this is related to the inventor of a language. Inventors of the language has nothing to do with the real issues in the real life. Yeah, when we are talking about illat and ma'lul, we are talking about the haqa'iqul ayniyah, the outer existences. You know, the outer existences were there before the Creator were even born. We cannot relate the verbal ism-e-azam in any language it may be representing to the real reality of the universe which existed before any of these people and humans who were there to talk about these languages on the planet Earth. Before they were there, the haqa'iq and realities were there. So, lafz is not going to make a difference. Just like, you know, and neither the ma'na. Let's be clear about that as well. Even the ma'na and the meaning is not going to make any difference. You know, you can think about the fire. So, thinking about the fire is not going to burn you, is not going to make you run away, is it right? You're just thinking in your mind. You can say the word fire, 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 fire 100 times. Does it cause any fear in your mind by just repeating the word 100 times with your tongue? So some of the time we find that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, according to some narrations, became unconscious and fell down when he's praying and saying Iyaka na'budu. So when he praying his prayers in the, you know, so we find that the word is not that causes the fear, neither the meaning causes the fear. It's the ru'yat and mushahada, and actually mu'ayana, which is superior than mushahada in ilmur ifan. It is the mu'ayanatul haqa'iq. It's watching the reality with your eyes 24/7 that brings the fear. The reason why I, a sinner like me, can say Iyaka na'budu 100 times is not going to cause a difference, because I don't belong to that taharatul qalb. And Imam alayhi salam can say it, he doesn't write once, and even if he doesn't say it once, he already has that level of the taharat al-qalb, and you find the differences there. So because he is witnessing the reality. So Ism-e Azam has nothing to do with the word, nor it has anything to do with the ma'na and the meaning for what the word stands. It has everything to do with the haqiqatun ayniya, the reality out there in the universe, which is the Ism al-A'zam al-Takwini of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the real Ism al-A'zam al-Takwini is what my teacher says, we find the Rasul and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam in the dua that they are talking about the Ism al-A'zam. Now let's see the examples. So we find in so many of the du'as, we find that in so many of the du'as, it has been mentioned, like, let's see, in, as an example, in Amir Mumin alayhi salam is saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in du'a kumail, وَبِ أَسْمَائِكَ الَّتِي مَلَأَتْ أَرْكَانَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. That means he is seeking the du'a from Allah through Bi asma'ika allati mala'at, through your asma which have filled up the arkan and pillars of everything. Are the words able to, in the word format, can the word fill up the reality of the pillars of the existences in the universe? So I'm thinking them to even say that. Can the meanings fill up the realities out there in the real world? Certainly not. There is a reality of the Ism al-A'zam al-Takwini which is actually in the real world filling up the arkan of the existences around us. وَبِ أَسْمَائِكَ الَّتِي مَلَأَتْ أَرْكَانَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ دُعَاكُمْ أَيْلٍ. In some of the du'as we find وَأَسْأَلُكَ بِاسْمِكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْتَ بِهِ عَرْشَكَ. I seek dua through you, through that name of yours with which you created your arsh. So there's again, it's a reality, it's the Ism al-A'zam al-Takwini through which Allah created His arsh, not the word. وَاسْتَقَرَّ بِهِ عَرْشُكَ, and the name through which your arsh is stable. وَبِسْمِكَ الَّتِي أَقَمْتَ بِهِ عَرْشَكَ وَكُرْسِيَّكَ, and through the name of yours through which you installed your arsh and throne and your kursi. وَحَمَّلْتَهُمْ بذلك الاسم يا الله, and you have carried حملتهم, and it's talking about the حملت الأرش, those angels who are carrying the throne and arsh of Allah, the name of yours through which you have carried the carriers of arsh through the name, O Allah. And likewise, in the Holy Prophet in his dua had said, أسألك بسمك الذي خلقت به رضوانا خازن الجنة. I ask you through your name with which you created Ridwan, the khazin of the paradises. وَبِسْمِكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْتَ بِهِ مَالِكْ خَازِنَ النِّيرَانِ, through that name of yours through which you created Malik, the khazin of the hell. وَبِسْمِكَ الَّذِي غَرَسْتَ بِهِ أَشْجَارَ الْجِنَانِ, that name of yours through which you sowed the trees of the paradises. بِسْمِكَ الَّذِي فَتَحْتَ بِهِ أَبْوَابَ الْجِنَانِ, that name of yours through which you opened the doors of the paradises. And likewise, Bismikalavri Fajjartabihi Oyunal Jinan, that name of yours through which you set the fountains in the paradises to run. Bismikalavri Khalaktabihi Jannatan Arvaha Ka Arva Sama'a Wal Arv, that name of yours through which you created the paradise whose span is similar to the span of heaven and earth. بِسْمِكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْتَ بِهِ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ, that name of yours through which you created the sun and the moon and the stars. And then we find بِسْمِكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْتَ بِهِ جِبْرَئِيلِ إِسْرَافِيلِ, that name of yours through which you created Jibreel. So there is a name of Allah through which He created Jibreel. There is a name of Allah through which He created Israfil, and through which He created the paradise and the hell, through which He opened the doors of the paradise. And بِسْمِكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْتَ بِهِ وَأَحْيَيْتَ جَمِيعَ خَلْقِكَ بَعْدَ أَنْ كَانُوا أَمْوَاتًا بِذَلِكَ الْإِسْمِ, through that name of yours that you created and gave life to all the creatures after they were dead through that name. So there is a name of Allah through which all the creatures will be made alive after they are dead. بِسْمِكَ الَّذِي تُمِيتُ بِهِ جَمِيعَ خَلْقِكَ بَعْدَ عِنْدَ فَنَاءِ أَجَالِهِمْ, that name of yours through which you are going to make all your creatures die after the time of death ends, when the time ends, in other words. بِسْمِكَ الَّذِي تُحْيِي بِهِ جَمِيعَ خَلْقَكَ لِلْقِيَامِ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ, that name of yours through which you will make all the creatures alive to stand in front of you. So there is a name with which Allah is going to make all the creatures alive. بِسْمِكَ الَّذِي قَذَفْتَ بِهِ الْخَوْفَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْخَائِفِينَ الرَّاجِينَ, that name of yours through which you are going to drop the fear in the hearts of those who are fearing you and those who are having raja and hope towards you. بِسْمِكَ الَّذِي تُنَوِّمُ بِهِ الْعُيُونَ, that name of yours with which you are going to give the norm and sleep to the eyes. So many times a person is trying to sleep, he doesn't end up sleeping, because sleep doesn't come by me and you laying down on the bed. This is one of the asbab. That's not the illatun tamma. That's not the complete cause to bring the complete effect. The illatun tamma is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He provides the norm into our eyes and then we end up sleeping. So it has to come from Allah. Comes from Allah how? Through one name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِسْمِكَ الَّذِي, through that name of yours that you provide the تُنَوِّمُ بِهِ الْأُنُومِ, you make the eyes go to sleep through that name. بِسْمِكَ الَّذِي أَنزَلْتَهُ عَلَىٰ عُيُونِ أَهْلِ الْغَفْلَةِ فَغَفَلُوا عَنْكَ فَنَامُوا عَنْ تَعَتِكَ, that name of yours through which you put ghaflat and ignorance in the eyes of those who belong to ghaflat, who deserve to be remain ghafil, in other words. And so they kept ghafil, they remained ghafil and ignorant. فَنَامُوا عَنْ تَعَتَكَ, so they were sleeping away from your obedience. بِسْمِكَ الَّذِي أَنزَلْتَهُ عَلَىٰ عُيُونِ مُحِبِّيكَ فَطَّارَ عَنْهُمُ النَّوْمِ, that name of yours that you has sent down on your love, on the lovers, so the sleep went away from their eyes. Right, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are like this. Why the sleep went away from their eyes? إِجْلَالًا لِعَظَمَةِ ذَلِكَ الْإِسْمِ, because they were giving majesty, holding majesty for that name. So that's about the Ismi Takwini, Ismi Azam Takwini of Allah, that He is doing all the affairs of the universe through one or several of His names. It's not the Ismi Azam Lafzi that every kafir knows the names of Allah. So every kafir would have been doing all, be calling the shots and doing all these affairs as well, in addition to Allah. Na'udhu Billah min Dhalik. That's an ignorance-based idea if somebody says. Ismi Azam is never ever lafzi, brothers and sisters. This is what we are trying to convey to you in this lesson. And so basically, in a nutshell, the words are not, which are devised by the Wazeh and inventor of the language, are Amrun I'tibari. Amrun I'tibari has no role to play in Amrun Haqiqi, in Alamun Takwini, in the real world in which me and you are living, which is run by the cause and effect. The words are not going to alter and cause, make the cause to bring about the impact. So we must have the taharat in the qalb, which belongs to that high level, so we can make the difference which is needed to make, just like you know, the difference which I'll mention this hadith and then end my speech. We're getting close to the time. The difference, like, which is mentioned here in the hadith of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, as narrated in Tafsir Nur al-Saqalain, where Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, لو قرأت الحمد على ميت سبعين مرة ثم ردت فيه الروح ما كان ذلك عجبا. If I recited hamd on a dead 70 times, then the ruh returned back into him, مَا كَانَ ذَلِكَ عَجَبًا. It was not a surprise. So if Imam Salih alayhi salam can recite Surah Al-Fatiha 70 times on a dead person and he becomes alive again, it's not a matter of surprise. So it's not because of the same. Surah Al-Fatiha is known by kuffar as well. Quran is the largest selling book after 9/11 in America. Is Surah Al-Fatiha a hidden thing? The word format of Surah Al-Fatiha in the words is there, accessible to even a kafir. If Ismi Aram was a lafz and word, it's something known to the kuffar and munafiqeen and enemies of Ahlul Bayt as well. You know, according to some narration, Amir al-Mu'mineen, when he joined the hand of Ibn al-Kawwa, al-Aswad, sorry, the hands of Aswad, one of his lovers who did the stealing and theft, and Amir al-Mu'mineen joined his hand, according to one narration, he put the aba over the hand after joining the fingers. He put the aba over his hand and recited Surah Al-Fatiha, and the fingers were joined together. So if Amir al-Mu'mineen can recite Fatiha, it is because of the maqamun qalbi. That's the maqamun ma'nawi, the taharatul qalb, that the spiritual level that he belongs, not the word of the Fatiha, which is known to every other person out there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and to practice the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. Wakhzul al-Kuffara wa al-Munafiqeen. Allahumma ansur man nasar al-Din. Wakhzul man khazal al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur wahfaz wa ayyid ulama'ana al-Rabbaniyin wa maraja'ana al-Rabbaniyin. Nasim al-Wali al-Faqih qa'id al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur juyush al-Muslimin wa asakir al-Muwahhid. اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.